Hello, amazing lady. It sounds like you're not feeling massively supported by your family members, and I just want you to know that that is very common and you're not alone. Now, everybody in our relationships comes to a space where one or the other may feel as though there is some unevenness, some unbalance. And oftentimes, that forces our brain to feel like we're at risk. And when that happens, we begin to protect ourselves. Now, before you do anything to try and earn support or to be angry about it, I have totally been there. I want you to sit back for a moment. I want to reframe for you how to think about it, because both you and your spouse or whoever it is that you are feeling that non-support from, you are both valid. And when you think of somebody being closed-minded or not understanding, I want you to flip that and say they are protecting themselves. At the most primal level, they are thinking to themselves, I must save whatever it is. I feel this person falling away from me. I don't understand this. I don't know what's happening. My brain, protect me, protect me, protect me, protect me. And then the lashing out happens. The feeling as though they are being closed off because their brain is literally closing themselves off in protection mode. Does that help you feel loved and connected and supported? No, of course not. Have you ever done something similar to the person that you love most? Probably. I know I have. So before we jump into how do we fix it, let's acknowledge that there is validity for both of you to feel the way you feel. You're creating something. You can't not create it. You can't not do it. The wheels are turning. Your brain is working. And you know that there are possibilities here and you can see that things are happening and you know it. It's exciting and scary and frustrating all at the same time. And I get that. You are in the right place with the right people. And when you look out at the person that you love and find that they are not understanding you and what you do anymore, they begin to protect themselves and that can hurt. Stop for a moment and before you do anything, say, how can I do two things? How can I help them understand in the way that they work through things to know more about what I do and how to support me and how for me to support them? And two, is there anything that I can give or listen or do to help make things better? If we're talking about finances and you're spending money in your business because you know you need to spend money to make money, but maybe that making money isn't happening fast enough, and your spouse is asking you, why? When's it going to come in? I remember hearing that. I know you're a six-figure earner. When's that going to happen again? And I want you to look and I want you to say, is there a peace offering I can give? Is there a tool that you can quit? Hopefully it's not our society, but you know what? If it is something you have to leave in order to mend the relationship that you have dedicated yourself to and committed to, I will still love you. We will be here when you come back, if that is the case. And whatever tool you need to leave, whatever you need to sacrifice to make that work, as long as it isn't within the realm of you not feeling like you have to give up something that you're passionate about and you love, then that's okay. Is there a peace offering you can give? Is there an olive branch that you can pass? I know that's hard. I know it might feel painful, but it goes leaps and bounds to a place where you can connect with that person again because they're scared. You think you're scared, but they're scared too. They're scared because they are feeling like maybe they're losing you. You used to understand each other. You used to care about the same things and have the same conversations. And now your mind is somewhere they can't go. Maybe they don't want to go. Maybe they don't know how to go. It doesn't matter. So the next thing is there a way that you can fold them into your world? One of the challenges of having a community like ours is that you tend to now use us for things that you maybe had gone to your spouse for. Maybe you were sharing what was happening that day with your spouse, but now you have all these friends and connections online. Make sure that you are not giving of yourself to the community so much that there is nothing left for the person that loves you at home. And I mean that in even the most trivial details, right? Of the little things that you would do, or the you stay up every night and you're not watching the same shows anymore, and now there is no inside jokes to tell, right? Whatever that is for you, take a step back and say, how can I fold them in? How can I make sure I'm giving a little bit back and maybe stepping away just slightly? You're talking about the rest of your life with your business, but you're also talking about the rest of your life with your spouse and with your kids. Recognize that even though you are passionate, they are still living their lives every single day right alongside of you. And when they see your pain and your frustration and your excitement, and they maybe can't share fully in it, that's scary. Can you take them to an event with you? Can you listen to a podcast in the car? And if they don't care about those things, then ask them, how can I have you participate? How can we maybe pursue one of their passions and give them space? I wish I had the right answer for you, but I do think when you look at each other like human beings, knowing that you are both just scared in this world, trying to find connection and love with one another, and that when you feel as though that connection and love that you are now putting into your business is no longer being fed to them like it was, because things have changed, I bet you. Having kids changes things. Starting your business changes things. That can be scary. When you start to look at each other as human beings and just humbly say, I can't stop what I'm doing, but I want you to come with me, then I think you're going to find at least better conversations can happen. I hope that for you. I hope that this helps today for you to give you some sense of calm and connection and love. And if you need to leave us, I'm probably the only person that would ever say this about their own product, but if you need to leave us or any other product in order to save what you love, then nobody should ever fault you for that, right? If you decide you need to put the line in the sand and you need us to support you in that particular instance, we're here for you too. Point being, we're just here for you. And if that's what you need today, then that's what we will be. I hope this helps.